Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Christian Channel. Today, I'm here with Crusader Filmworks. Welcome, Andrew.
Hey, thank you guys for having us. I'm really, really honored to be on this channel and talk to you guys about our future projects.
Why don't you guys introduce yourselves individually and talk about what your channel does and who you guys are?
Well, as you guys know, our name is Crusader Filmworks. Our full purpose for making this content is to put what is true, good, and beautiful from scripture, from church teachings, and bring it and try to make it as high quality as possible to bring inspiration and motivation to the faithful. And to also share with people who are not in our faith the stories that we really hold true and dear, like the Cristeros and like the Crusaders, and what we talked about briefly before the show. But that's the main purpose I see our channel providing people.
Well, I'm Eliza, and my part in the channel is more on the musical side, because I'm a musician, he's the filmmaker, and I'm a musician. So our purpose, well, he pretty much summed it up, but you know, our purpose is to spread the faith in a beautiful way, in various beautiful ways. So between actual short films, you know, motivational videos, various types of videos, and music videos. And that's kind of where I come into it more. And even outside of the music videos, I will be the soundtrack composers as well for the various short films and projects that we're doing. So I'm more on the musical side. He's the filmmaker. So, but we make a pretty good team, I think. But with our music videos, we wanted to bring really strongly Catholic music, music that has got very strong Christian themes, into the spotlight, especially songs that people have never heard of, some older folk songs, and some songs that, like, our favorite one is El Martes Me Fusilan. Yeah. It's a Cristero ranchera. And a lot of people in the English-speaking world maybe have just never heard it because it's not famous here as it is in Mexico or, you know, among Spanish-speaking populations. So we want to bring that into the U.S. and, you know, the rest of the English-speaking world with English subtitles and things like that. So that's really our main thing.
That's beautiful. How did you two meet each other? You guys are married, right?
Yes, we are.
So it's actually a pretty providential
meeting. It was definitely
providential. Yeah, so I'm currently stationed at Fort Bliss in Texas, El Paso. And in 2022, I was on a TDY mission at Fort Knox, which is in Kentucky. And actually, that's where I came back to my faith really powerfully. I listened to a podcast with Zachary King, and a lot of things connected and brought me back into the fullness of the truth. And there happened to be a young adult gathering at the church in Cincinnati, Ohio, St. Gertrude the Great, which is actually the same church that Glorious Heritage Dominic goes to. And she was in Georgia. I was technically from, well, I mean, I was stationed in, I'm not really from here, but just stationed here. That was on TDY at Kentucky. And then we ended up meeting together at this young adult gathering. Mm-hmm. She signed up last minute to this young adult gathering. I signed up last minute. And then I met her brother. Then I met her. Yeah. And the rest is history.
But yeah. Definitely providence.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And you guys make such a great pair. So you are the filmmaker and your wife, right? is the composer. So I only expect great things from both of you.
Thank you.
Which leads to my next question. What future projects are you two working on and that you could share with us on the Christian Channel?
So Crusader Filmworks, as we talked about, has already made motivational content, has made music videos and sermon videos, but we have yet to make a short film. And in my past, I used to make short films of, you know, Marvel movies and different things like that. And when I came back to the faith, I wanted to focus strictly on the faith. So we're happy to talk to your audience about The Burning Bush. It's going to be out of Exodus chapters 3 and 4, where Moses is being called by God through the burning bush to lead his people out of the affliction that they were enslaved in Egypt. Mm. And it'll be just focusing on their dialogue back and forth. We already did a voiceover for the voice of God. It's actually played by Eliza's brother.
Yeah. Got a very cool voice.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure it was going to be something very powerful. We did reference movies like The Prince of Egypt. We studied the scripture. Mm. And all we have yet to do, the actor is cast. Mm. And he'll be playing the role of Moses, and we already have the location, so it's a matter of just going out there and filming, which should be within the next few weeks. And then we will put out set photos and things like that, and eventually put out a teaser trailer for it. But roughly, we're thinking it should come out either during Lent or right after Lent. So we're very excited to talk to you guys about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very fast production. Are you guys currently in pre-production phase of the project?
Yeah, pre-production, the screenplay is done, the voiceover is done, casting for Moses is complete. All we have to do now is obviously go into post-production, film the burning bush, and then we will be immediately in, we'll be in post-production after we film it, but we'll be in post right after we are done filming on day one. We'll be able to wrap up everything. The way I learned to film was more run and gun. So get in the location, set everything up, and then film it, everything we can. If we have to come back for a day two, then that will be something that we will be planning for, but it should be a fairly fast turnaround. So I think it'd be a couple of months.
Awesome. Awesome. What's the runtime with the dialogue of the burning bush?
It's not like we still have to space out all the dialogue, make sure it's spaced properly. But yeah. I think just eyeballing it based on what we've recorded already in the dialogue with Moses, I think it was running somewhere around like 8-9 minutes, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing when the whole film is done with the introduction, the scene itself, and then the brief credits that we'll put into it, I think the video short film will end up being around 10 minutes.
Around
long.
10 minutes. Yeah, it shouldn't be more than that. Yeah, it's short. I'll be doing the soundtrack. I'm excited to do that with, you know, Middle Eastern sounding styles of playing it. I have a flute and violin and all these other things I'm going to incorporate. So it's going to be very exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And it's going to be free on YouTube.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we'll put it out on the Crusader Filmworks YouTube channel, and we will be putting out marketing. So it'll be very clear the exact date when it does drop as we put out more announcements of the short film. But we are excited to keep this short film free for the audience.
Awesome. What inspired you to do the burning bush?
So
see, we're kidding.
Yeah, since I was a kid, I when growing up in the faith, I really had a strong, I want to say, devotion to Moses and the story of Exodus. It personally put a spark into me as to the real physical drive that God puts us on our certain journeys. And Moses was actually resisting this calling at first, and it'll be depicted in our short film of his back and forth saying, you know, God, I have a speech impediment, essentially. I can't speak the way you want me to speak. And we all have our own insecurities. We read about the saints. We hear about their insecurities. It makes them more relatable to us, because when we look at the Blessed Virgin Mary and we look at Jesus Christ himself, we are overwhelmed with their sense of perfection, really. But when we read about the other saints and see that, man, I had that same issue. You know, I have somewhat of a speech impediment myself, and I can relate to that deeply and say, you know, God will bless that. God will perfect it. He'll speak through you anyway. So watching the Prince of Egypt movie, seeing how emotional that scene was, it really struck me that I would love to make this a live action, almost a live action version of it, just more biblical, more consistent with the scriptures. So that's really what really motivated me to want to make that into a short film.
I mean, you're one of the few creators out there that are actually tackling this. I've heard of projects trying to recreate Exodus like The Chosen. And unfortunately, projects like that cost a lot of money and take a lot of time. So I'm so excited to watch what you have produced, and I, God willing, it could produce more good fruit. It leads to my next question. You're talking about the saints, and I'm just so curious if you two, I'm going to ask individually, if you two were to have coffee with this any saint, who would you choose?
You want to go first? Because there's so many to pick from.
Yes. I would say St. Francis de Sales.
Ooh.
And I think the reason being, he is just a bastion of truth for the everyday person. Like, as opposed to, you know, some of these great saints where it feels like you almost couldn't approach them because they're just so lofty. And not to say he wasn't. I mean, he's extremely, he's a saint in heaven. So, you know, you don't get much loftier than a saint in heaven. But he spoke to everyday people. You know, he wrote The Introduction to the Devout Life. He was a wonderful pastor of souls, and he had advice for every situation and insight, and just in such a wonderful and easy to understand and gentle way, even though his, you know, his personality was quite harsh and by nature, harsh, choleric, and very, you know, he had an anger problem that no one even knew about because he was so holy.
Yeah.
And I just would love to sit down with him and just be guided spiritually, because I think if anybody you could just sit down with and just hear wisdom,
yeah,
I would choose St. Francis de Sales. What about you?
I think that for me, I think that's a great one to pick. And this kind of question is almost like, what's your favorite movie? It's like, it could change. If you ask me the same question 5 minutes from now, it might be different because there's so many saints I'd like to talk to. But currently in my state of life, being married and God willing, whenever he blesses us with a kid, I would like to go talk to St. Joseph himself. And because I feel myself like how I'm not worthy to be in this life. I'm not worthy to be married. You know, I'm not worthy to have kids. But when I read Meditations on St. Joseph and how he wept when Christ was born, and he had to be the father of Christ. Like, if any, I'm not worthy to even bring, you know, anyone into this world and be their father, but let alone St. Joseph, the father of the second person of the Blessed Trinity. I would ask him for advice. I'd ask him, how are you able to be such a beautiful foster father? How are you able to be the head of the holy family? Like, that's just someone I would love to sit down and have a conversation over coffee and say, I'm not worried to speak to you at all, but since we were here, I have some questions for you. That's the person I would pick.
That's a great person. I'm a new father, so I completely understand. Yes. And to prepare myself for that, there's a great book. I'm plugging it anyways. It's by Father Donald Calloway called, it should have been called The Imitation of St. Joseph, but it's a 33-day consecration of St. Joseph.
Oh, wow.
And it gives great insight of who he is as a man. And I hope that would help you on your journey of being a great dad, but it sounds like you're going to be a great dad anyways.
No, thank you so much.
To pivot back to the movie making, because you are a very talented filmmaker, you have great shorts, and I would have to say some of the best motivational Catholic videos out there. If you had received $10 million tomorrow, and you were to make your dream movie, what project would you spend that money on?
I think that the one I keep talking to my wife about all the time is St. Joan of Arc. I think into battle with a banner of Christ and Our Lady and saying, like, fight for Christ, fight for Our Lady on a Lord of the Rings scale,
right,
where you would see this glorious battle. It would just be the most motivating thing for me, especially this young 14-year-old
girl
who wasn't very educated in the faith, yet just so honest and so pure. And I think that to watch not only a true warrior, but also a true martyr who died for her faith, who was burned at the stake. I mean, I don't know how someone could leave that movie not being affected to the point where, like, the faith in her was so strong. We need to be more like that. Even if they're not believers, they could look up to someone like St. Joan of Arc. I would try to make it as, you know, as modestly as I could, just because I would also be tempted to take that money to the church and say, like, you know, build more churches. But if it was strictly just for that movie, I would put every single nickel and dime into the battle scenes, truly showing how historical, how big the scale is, and how big our spiritual war really is. Not only for the physical battle, but more importantly, the spiritual battle that we are all in.
Wow. Very powerful. So for my last question for the two of you, I guess we could answer individually. What are three movies you'd recommend to my audience and why?
Go ahead. You want to go first?
There's probably going to be some overlap.
Sure.
If I go first. Okay. Well, number one for me, I know you said everybody already knows about it, but I'm going to go ahead and take it.
Yeah.
The Passion of the Christ.
Yeah.
I don't see a better example of being honest to the true story than that.
Yeah.
I mean, the best way possible. Everybody really needs to see that. We need to know what our Savior went through. So obviously, if you haven't seen it, which most of you probably have, The Passion of the Christ would be number one for me.
Absolutely.
I would say number two, Well, it's going to overlap with yours. You might have to find another one.
I'll probably find one. Yeah.
It would be For Greater Glory, the Cristero movie.
Yeah.
And that one, mainly because it's a story that so many people don't even know about.
Yeah.
It's not in the history books, and it's been squashed. It's been hidden by history because it doesn't make the government look very good, right?
Yeah.
Running into churches and killing people for going to mass doesn't make it look good. So, just sheerly for learning that that happened, that that's a historical thing that happened close to home for us, right? The country just south of us, not a million miles away overseas. It's right here.
Yeah.
And these are people that fought, and we're in El Paso. We have priest friends and people that we go to mass and with, and they have family members that were Cristeros, a couple generations back, and
Yeah.
it's those stories hit close to home for them, but people here maybe have never even heard of it. So that would I would recommend For Greater Glory. And then thirdly, with some caveats, The Mission. I really like the movie The Mission. There are some minor things that I don't agree with. I think they could have been more conservative with modesty in certain environments and situations in it. But overall, to show the glory of martyrdom and to show how men will always fail you, but God does not. Do not put your trust in princes. Don't put your trust in men. That's a beautiful and very heart-wrenching, sad example of why you can't, put your trust in men, due to the failure of those who God placed in power to do the right thing, and they didn't do the right thing. And but yet, glorious martyrdom and a really beautiful story of a flourishing, amazing mission, in South America during the time of the Jesuits. It's a beautiful story. I really loved it. So I would
Yeah.
recommend those three. I took probably
And
two of them.
yeah, I was
and I
actually
believe that was played by, sorry about that, Andrew. That
no, go
was played
ahead.
by Robert De Niro, right?
Robert De Niro,
Yes.
yes, Jeremy
Jeremy Irons and
Irons,
even Liam Neeson was.
Liam Neeson was in it.
Yeah.
When I was watching, this is from, I think it was in the late 80s or the
Yeah.
mid 80s
I
that
think
they
it was like
made,
1984,
1980
'89.
something. Yeah,
Yeah.
and watching it's like, how are these people playing these parts when I've seen them in other things?
Yeah.
Just do, it's almost impossible to understand. It's like, wow, some of these scenes are so touching that so many people are moved by watching it. It's like you wonder that the actors weren't moved themselves, to better things.
Yeah.
But
No, I agree with everything you just said. For the same reasons. I was actually thinking the entire time she was going off about her three. I was like, wait, I gotta come up with my own three now because I totally endorse all those as well. But I think I'll go with Paul Apostle Christ as my number one in my three. It just goes through the Acts of the Apostles. It has Jim Caviezel also is in the movie as he played our Lord in The Passion of the Christ. He also played Saint Luke in the movie. And the
Oh, he's
movie
very
is
good.
so well done. The cinematography, the soundtrack, the acting. It's when you see our fellow brothers and sisters being burned at the stake in Rome during the persecution of Nero. It's kind of like the Cristero movie where it hits you on another level. Like that could be us, and that could be something that we need to rise up to, just like Saint Joan of Arc, just like these great our Lord himself who gave up his life for us. We need to be able to do the same for him. It's very, very impactful. I think everyone should watch Paul Apostle Christ. The next movie, while it is not necessarily Catholic, I think it's a great story of the investigation of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is The Case for Christ. And while I have so much respect for Lee Strobel for being an atheist who goes through to try to disprove the death and resurrection because his wife, became a believer. And to see that story, I mean, one, it's really well made. Pure Flix did a good job on this one. They did a really good job with their cinematography, the acting, and it's very emotional to see that. And as a new believer, when I became back to the faith, when I watched that film, it filled in a lot of gaps for myself. I'm like, oh, there is outstanding evidence for our faith. So I think everybody should also give that movie a watch. And then the last one, man, it's gonna be hard to come up with one. I probably would have to just go with For Greater Glory. I think that movie is one of the best when it comes to motivating the faithful to go. After you watch that movie, you want to keep screaming Viva Cristo Rey everywhere you go. We have a bumper sticker on our car that says Viva Cristo Rey with a crucifix on it, and we are very honored to have that to give reverence. So making El Martes, the music video that goes along with that, it was a really something I wanted to make sure I did right, because I wanted to honor the men who died, the women who died, and who fought for our faith. And, you know, God willing, if we get called to be a martyr, that we can look to those stories as an imitation and say, just as our brothers and sisters in the past died for our faith, we must every single day deny ourselves, just like what Jim Caviezel says in every interview he goes to: if you don't pick up your cross, it will crush you. I believe that 100%. And I think that All for a Selection was good. And I think that if you watch those really, what, 5 movies that we put out, I borrow one of hers, I think that you would leave those movies being filled of inspiration and really moving toward the faith.
Wow, very powerful. We actually produced a movie, a documentary on YouTube. It's like an hour-long documentary about Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro, who lived through the persecution of the Cristero War. And what we did in the documentary is the historical progression of the rise of socialism in Mexico. So we wanted to take away the freedom of the Mexican people, which was their faith. And so I'm very passionate about the Cristero movement. But what we wanted to do in our documentary, you could watch it for free, is just tell the true story about what happened in Mexico. It wasn't just Blessed Miguel Pro. I mean, I honestly believe his martyrdom is the reason why the whole revolution ended, because Mexico just would have continued persecuting Catholics, you know, getting rid of, killing priests on the street until they had their, you know, socialist agenda. So it's very powerful. Let's close with a good high note, because we're gonna. But you know, the thing is, I loved your music video, and the Cristero War is something not talked about in the history books. And if you could give our audience a greater understanding of our Catholic faith, why don't you go ahead and share with us, if you don't mind? We're gonna play the music video on the end of this, just to give insight of your beautiful music. And and one last thing, I do want to add that, you know, I was a big fan of what you did with Knights of the Cross in your sacrifice video. So at the end of this interview, we'll be showing the music video to El Martes, and then we'll also be showing a clip of your sacrifice. And everyone, I encourage you to follow, like, and subscribe to Crusader Filmworks YouTube channel, and we're looking forward to watching the Burning Bush episode. God bless everyone, and thank you for watching.
Hey, thank you so much.
Me fusila. salió corriendo. Me agarraron de rodillas, adorando a Jesucristo. Sabían que no había defensa en ese santo recinto. Soy labriego por herencia, aliciense de naciencia. No tengo más Dios que Cristo, porque me dio la existencia. Con matarme no se acaba la creencia en Dios eterno. Muchos que
what are we supposed to be as men? We're supposed to love with a manly love. What does that mean? Sacrifice. Our Lord Jesus Christ comes to you and says to you what he said to the apostles. Behold, we ascend Jerusalem. We ascend to be crucified. I come to the cross and I call you to it, not to be idle, to be crucified, so that you can save the world with me. That is what I'm calling you to do as a man.
The new type of violence that's sweeping our country, our schools, our streets, which involves destruction of everything that is in the past.
When it seems that hell has opened up and the devils are crawling out, tempt and lure men to destruction, let us never forget that we serve a victorious and a glorious master. Thanks be to God who hath given us the victory in Christ Jesus our Lord.